God, the Beneficent and the Merciful. Welcome to Horizon Magazine. I'm your host, Mariam Hakdu. Happy Nowruz to all. We hope this year brings you health, happiness, and prosperity. We now live in these fast-paced societies and have no choice but thrive to keep up. Because of this, many are not able to visit family and friends as often as they would like. However, one of the sole traditions of Nowruz is that people must visit their friends and family. It is customary for everyone to visit the elders in the family first, as a way to show respect. Afterwards, they can visit the rest of their family and friends. However, they must keep it short so that they can visit all the rest of the people on their list. Moreover, this time of year brings out many selfless people to celebrate Nowruz with those who are less fortunate in charity festivals all over the country. People bring gifts for those who are less fortunate as a way to spread the joy of the new year with them.
As you know, New Year is the beginning of, you know, everything. You know, the nature begins again, and everybody else begins again. So, but before getting started, before Nowruz getting started, you know, people 2 or 3 days before that, they just kick a lot of different researches. For example, they go to different places in order to shop. You know, one of the traditions of Iranian people around the world is to shop. They go and buy new clothing, things like that. The other important thing to be taken into account is the fact of, you know, cleaning. People clean their houses because they want to clean everything out of their mind, out of their houses, because everything got to be new. And the second thing is, you know, at the start of that, you know, we have the Eid prayer. A lot of people just go to different mosques and different places in order to say prayer to God, in order to beseech God to give him a lot of success and a lot of, you know, good things for the new year. And of course, another important matter to be taken into account for Nowruz is the fact of seeing each other and visiting family members. You know, a lot of young people just go to adults in order to see them, to visit them, in order to pay them respect, in order to show them that they love them so much, and a whole bunch. So people just kick a lot of, you know, visits and things like that. So children are so happy during Nowruz. Why? Because they're going to be given a lot of, you know, festival money. Money festival, we call it AD in Farsi. So they just play around, they hang around, and they make a lot of noises, make a lot of mess and things like that. But, you know, and the good thing is, fortunately for them, parents never stop them from having them all, because that's going to be just for 13 days. And on the 13th days, you know, people just go to nature in order to say hello again to nature, for the new birth of nature and things like that. So that's going to be, so you know, totally amazing for everybody. And you know, after the, you know, the 13th day of Nowruz, people just go to their work again. To their, you know, people just try to start having their jobs and things like that.
Member of family start to reading Quran, because Quran is holy for all the Iranian, not also for Iranian, but also for all the religious people around the world. If the Nowruz is in the during the day, they start to go visiting each other. They see each other after maybe 1 year, maybe after 9 months or 10 months. The children are happy because they can make a lot of noise. They make mess and. And their parents never stop them, never prevent them from the, whatever they're doing, because it's just 13 days as a holiday for children. During the 13 days, all the people are happy because they celebrate their festival, and after 13 days, they go to nature on the 13 days, and they have another celebration in this day. The 13th day is for Iranian is very holy, and they try to be happy for having the other days of the year happy. So they go to nature because they want to be new, they want to refresh themselves, they want to be very green and very happy like nature.
Interview with the webmaster for Shafaqna. If you would like your Islamic site to be introduced in our program, please email us at horizon@sahartv.ir.
The brief explanation about Shafaqna, I want to say that regarding enemies great and planned propaganda against Islam and Muslims around the world, and also the offense against Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, with the accompaniment of some dependent ruling states in the region, the necessity of establishing an effective media to introduce Islam and especially Shi'i doctrine correctly in the world was recognized more than ever. So, with the help of some Ahlul Bayt enthusiasts, from university students to those who are active in Islamic seminaries from different countries, Shafaqna, the Shia International News Association, was established to cover the news about the Islamic world with emphasis on the news about Shias around the world in four languages: Persian, Arabic, English, and Turkish. With the help of Shias in different countries, our website has established its local offices in the holy city of Najaf in Iraq, Tehran, and Istanbul, and follows development of its activities in other countries. As a brief explanation about what we do in Shafaqna, I want to say that in the interview with different experts in the fields of Islam, publishing special articles and notes in the fields of religions, and covering the news of Islamic countries, are the main priorities of our website. Shafaqnah website now covers different news and views in a variety of different fields. We have a special sectors covering news of Islamic world. We have also dedicated a special part to the important subject of other religions. In this field, we cover the news of other religions and try to promote a useful dialogue between Islam and other monotheist religions. Shafaqnah's other special sectors include news about marjaiyat, general news, media news, and special articles. We also cover the news about Islamic countries such as Saudi Arabia, Iraq, Bahrain, and so on. With God's will, the Shafaqnah website plans to begin a useful experience in the field of Shia media, taking a direct approach and speaking the plain and unvarnished truth. It wants to gradually broadcast all Islamic and especially Shia events and activities across the world. It will show Islam's bright face to the world by covering the whole view of respectable Muslim authorities and intellectuals and inaugurating dialogue between Shia Islam and other faiths and religions. Shafaqnah will try to raise its level to that of people awaiting the Mahdi alayhi salam and will accompany them to generate a constructive and positive awaiting experience. God willing, the day will come when everything is prepared for the appearance of the awaited one, who will guide the universe through the right path to reach its purpose. I want to say that this website is only an aperture through which a clear picture of the religion and the logic behind it seeks to be provided. So anyone who loves the Prophet, peace be upon him, Ali and his family, peace be upon them, and contemplates to follow their path, could be a writer, a journalist, or a website helper, and we really appreciate this help.
We have an email from Fatima Sutudafar from Canada saying, "I really enjoy the program Horizon Magazine because it is based on our culture and religion. So it is refreshing and different from traditional news." We have another email from Daniel from London saying, "I really enjoy your program. I only wish it was a bit longer." Our last email, we have an email from Sitara Akbari, also from London, saying, "I enjoy the program because it's deviated from the usual formal tone and instead is very relaxed." We truly appreciate your emails, so please don't hesitate to send your suggestions or opinions to our email at horizon@sahartv.ir.
گلشن جهان را گل سرخ آرزویی تو که مژده داری ای دل چو شکوفه های خندان
Our report for this week is about calligraphy. Hope you enjoy it.
In the name of God, I'm Abbas Rahimi. I was born in Tehran and I graduated in animal husbandry from Urumiye University. I also graduated from the Association of Iranian Calligraphers. My main profession is graphic designing and printing. About my athletic background, I should mention that I am Dan 2 of Kanzio and Dan 2 of Shitorika in Iran, and I have gained several national championships and a fifth place in Tokyo competition. I have 36 years of coaching experience and have trained a number of athletes for the national squad to have grabbed standings in Asian and world championships. I said goodbye to the world of karate in 2003 and adhered to the artistic life. My first calligraphy exhibition was held in 1998 in the province of Zanjan, which was organized by the Association of Iranian Calligraphers. The current gallery is my second individual exhibition at Reza Abbasi Museum. I would like to mention that I start each of these artworks after wuzu, that is Islamic ablution, and work on them from 11 at night until morning. I believe those hours are spiritual hours which help me create those artworks. This style used to be implemented by Turk and Arab masters in its very simple form, and of course just for fun, for years in an immaculate and robust Arabic handwriting on paper with black ink in the shape of bird and flower, lion, tiger. This remained limited to that extent for many years to come. Before and after the revolution, there were Iranian artists who immaculately created samples of these works in the form of bird and flower on canvas with oil paint. I can claim each of these illustrations are not merely done by calligraphy, and in many of them, painting has also come to play to present a new symbolic shape. But the Iranian calligraphy seems to have lots of other advantages, and especially the cursive nastaliq handwriting with these beautiful circles, with the strength in its length, with the high variety in combinations, and the power of maneuvering and flexibility in taking different forms. It struck my mind that the Iranian handwriting is both a painting in itself and can be used as a very appropriate tool to display conceptual art. Since this conceptual art takes on poems by Iranian poets, and as there is a cultural weight behind those symbols and images, I thought we can present this form and conceptual art to people in a new shape and format and in a new color and from a diverse perspective. I tried to address a bigger audience by presenting this new style And I hope this Iranian art and the cursive Nasalik handwriting in the conceptual form would target non-Iranian audiences as well. Of course, as I saw, foreign visitors also came to the exhibition to see the works of art and easily made communication with each of these images. They were also aware that these images and pieces of conceptual art, in fact, have a cultural load, and it was of utmost significance to me that people from other nationalities could communicate with these works. I hope I've been successful in this goal. I'm proud that outstanding masters of the Calligraphy Association, such as my dear master Kaboli, and the Honorable Chairman of Calligraphy Association, Mr. Daryabari, and other masters came to visit this exhibition. They gave me energy by visiting this gallery, and it boosted my motivation to introduce these works as a style, and I would like to thank each and every one of the esteemed masters.
Visit our website at english.sahartv.ir for more information about our programs and their timings.
Salam, I'm Ijaz Husseini. I'm an expert host for a program called Islamic Studies. This is a program that goes out weekly at 9:30 GMT. It's a program basically designed to educate people across the world about what is involved, the curriculum involved in Islamic studies, particularly in the city or the holy city of Qom, where many people from all over the world come to study Islam, especially in the seminaries of Qom, to understand subjects like Islamic philosophy, Islamic jurisprudence, the history of Islam, and so on and so forth, especially with the School of Ahlul Bayt. And this is what I have been doing at least for the last 8-9 months with Sahar Universal Network, their English service in Qom. It's a very it's a prototype project in terms of the education we want to give to non-Muslims and to give them some understanding of the sophistication and depth to which we study Islam, because of course this is a very misunderstood and misconstrued religion throughout the world, and we hope that inshallah that through God willing, through this type of work and through these type of programs, we will be able to clarify many misunderstood subjects about Islam and to give non-Muslims particularly a better idea, or especially about from the School of Ahlul Bayt, that how we perceive and understand Islam, especially through the Holy Quran. And we hope that we are doing a good service for both here in Iran as well as for the rest of the world.
In the name of Allah, the All Gracious, the All Merciful. Hello to you all, dear viewers all around the world. As a matter of fact, I'm the supervisor of the programs in the holy city of Qom from International and Universal Sahar Network. And I'm the advisor and supervisor of the Islamic programs, which are named Legal Rulings in Islam, Islamic Studies, and Quranic Exegesis. The importance of the Islamic studies and the issues related to religiosity in today's world is very important. You know, in this world that we are living in, the lack of religiosity, morality, spirituality is really vivid and very witnessing. And this is the main crisis and the problem that today world and the people are suffering from. So in this situation, this is the duty of the religious people, the religious authorities, religious scholars to come and take the hand of these issues and to be responsible for propagation and for the advertisement, for the preaching Islamic, and from general point of view, the religious issues. There is no matter in, as a matter of fact, there must be an interfaith dialogue, intercultural dialogue, interreligious dialogue. It is very important. No, today people must come to our religion and to accept the religiosity and to submit their, as a matter of fact, daily life to reach to the salvation, perfection, and that lofty life and situation that is promised to the mankind on the earth. So it is very important for us. And the holy city of Qom, which is located in Iran, is one of the branches of the holy, as a matter of fact, the International and Universal Network of Sahar, and we are producing these religious issues. I invite you to look to these programs. And we are in good contact with all the, as a matter of fact, people from all religions all around the world. We invite them to our programs to be benefited from their speeches, their utterances, their views, their viewpoint, and etc. I hope that you will enjoy all the programs of the Sahar Universal Network, and I wish you the best of luck. And may Allah's gift of peace be with you.
Thank you for being with us. If you have any suggestions, please email us at horizon@sahartv.ir.